Great. Good morning. Thank you all for volunteering and being willing to be part of this committee. We're going to call this meeting to order at 9:03. And what we're going to do is we're going to first do introductions, and I'll start off really quick, and then we'll go to Mike Adams since he's online, and then we'll jump around the table. But for those of you who semi or don't know me, my name is Lisa Figueroa. I'm the city recorder for the city of Toledo. And I am the person behind the curtain who helps the council.
Mm-hmm. Make our job easy.
Mike?
I am Mike Adams, the city attorney. And I've worked for the city for 2015, except for a long period of time on military leave where David filled in for me.
Eric Erickson, I'm a retired analytical chemist.
We know who not to get mad in this room.
Yeah. I'm Ann Edmondson, and I'm a lifelong resident of Toledo and retired from the school district.
I'm Lisa Watson, and me and my husband moved to Toledo in January 2020, and I work down at the Union Pacific Railroad Historical Society, the Railroad Museum in Toledo.
You're very good at it, too, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm Rod Cross. This is my 28th year living in Toledo. I'm the mayor, and not much else. I don't have five kids at home anymore.
Empty nester.
Chair, chairperson of the Oregon Mayors Association.
Okay, yeah, we could. Who cares?
Board member, LOC. Yeah. Multiple high sport coach.
Servant. It doesn't matter to me.
Servant leader extraordinaire.
My name is Frank Sylvia, city councilor here in Toledo. I've been here in Toledo since 2019, but on the coast for a while.
Jackie Burns, city council. Been here 2 years.
I'm Dave Robinson. I'm a lawyer.
You're a what?
Lawyer.
Oh. And the former city attorney here.
Former city attorney here. I represent Lincoln City now. I'm kind of dragged over on Lafayette.
And you're on
the other
budget committee.
I'm on the budget committee member too.
Yes. Are we ready for the next item?
Yes.
I move David Robinson to be chair.
Second.
Third.
All those in favor of the motion, raise your right hand. All opposed, same sign. Too bad.
That was the left hand. Oh, that's his work.
So now, Mr. Chair, you have the next part of that section.
And moving along to item number three, review roles and responsibilities.
No. You still have the second part of
elected vice chair.
Yeah, right. It's got to cover your booty when you're gone.
Well, I will accept nominations or volunteers for the role of vice chair.
Nominate Rod Cross for vice chair.
Second.
Any discussion?
I knew it was coming.
All right.
That's why I got ahead of the game.
Mayor Rod Cross serving as vice chair. Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Aye.
Motion carries with one abstention. Mayor Cross not voting. Now we get to review our roles and responsibilities of the committee.
Packet.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
I was just about to say the same thing.
All right. So in your packet is a copy of the resolution that went to the city council last month. And in addition to the resolution is Exhibit A, which is page 4 of your packet. And so the purpose of the committee, the city charter is included in your packet too, which hasn't been looked at for 30 years. And so The council felt it was time to kind of start diving into it a little bit. And so the City Charter Review Committee is going to review the city charter. And what that is it's basically the introduction or the piece of the Toledo Municipal Code that governs how the city council operates and functions, their term limits, who they can appoint, things like that. So what the committee, the term on here is at max 8 months. And for the city charter to be amended, it has to be approved by the voters. And so with the city council, some of the discussions that have come up, staff suggested to council that they go through a review committee that included members of the public. That has been quite successful in other cities. So that way it's not just the council making the amendments for themselves. This includes public participation. The timeline is very short because for this to go to the voters, it would have to go to the November election this year. And there are some time restraints in there because of the council having to adopt a resolution that goes to the a resolution. It has to be publicly noticed in a paper and then filed with the county board. So this is how I know I kind of deviated just a little bit, but that's kind of the background for your roles. The city charter is not very long. In this roles and responsibilities, there is a term of office, 8 months, which I've mentioned. By default, we have included just a one meeting a month for the group, which the council identified July 3rd as the final date for recommendation. So by default, even though it's only one meeting a month, we may meet a little bit more frequently just because of the time frame. And let me see, operating policies and procedures. So because this committee is providing a recommendation to the council as a whole, this is considered a governing body. And so by law, we do have to meet in an open meeting format, which means I have to prepare an agenda. We have to keep minutes, recordings, whatnot. And we do have to have a quorum of the committee in order to make any decisions. The city manager, who actually had another commitment this morning, won't be here, but Mike, the city attorney, and myself, we will support the committee in any way. The city attorney, Mike, will, and also David too, will kind of cover any legalities for this committee, which is very helpful. And attendance is key. And then there will be a final report. I don't know if there's anyone has any questions.
So if Doug isn't able to make meetings, is Amanda going to step in since she's the assistant manager? No.
Nope. He said it was okay that I facilitate these.
Yeah. Okay.
I just put them by default. I always try to keep the city manager involved.
I just wasn't sure because I know she's the assistant, so I don't know if she was supposed to cover him when he wasn't here.
Yeah, no worries. Sure. Anybody else have any questions?
Not yet.
Okay. Mike, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
I'll just add, for those that are not as familiar with public meetings law, Lisa or David or I may put out an email to all of you, and in that we can't have you reply all, and all of us conduct that conversation by email, because that's a public meeting without notice. So,
right, thank you.
Communication with staff doesn't matter.
So when you get an email like from Lisa or from an outside, you just send it back to Lisa and then she can distribute it out to us. OK, Okay, so that there's no emails between us on this committee. Because otherwise that constitutes a public meeting.
Yeah, the key behind that is not to have any discussion outside of our...
Outside of these meetings. It doesn't mean you can't yell at me when I go to the store, Ann. It's
I'll
okay.
Do that.
I'm just making sure.
Other than
your husband does that for you. No, he just grins and pokes me.
To review, just so that we know, will we have to fill out the SEL campaign?
SEI?
The SEI
no.
Financial forms for this
no.
role?
No.
We don't do it for budget committee to do it.
No, okay. It's only for counselors, planning commissioners, and judges.
Thanks for the reminder.
Actually reminded you last night too.
I know.
Okay, just
but I fell asleep when I got home.
Okay. Can you send you an email tonight?
Possibly. It's that CRS kicking in.
So then our next item is to select a meeting schedule.
Yes.
And so I've got my calendar open in front of me. I'm going to suggest that we start out with perhaps a Tuesday the 30th. And I'd like to know if anyone in this room is going to Klamath Falls League of Oregon Cities, where the city administrators have a half-day breakout on charter review. I am not going to be able to go. I generally do go, and I go to the city manager's block, but I can't fit it in this year. So it'd be a great thing to do. And that happens on the 25th of April. So whoever was going to go.
I'm probably hosting something at that time.
You're probably in the mayor's breakout session and not the manager's. And Doug's not here, so.
Doug is going to that.
Okay. So that'd be great for him to come in fresh from that after the weekend and be able to talk to us about that, because the next thing is we have public input, maybe council input, what changes? And so we got to kind of have some direction.
Right.
And that might give us some direction to start us out really fast and fresh. If we can start our first meeting on the 30th, how do our calendars work for that?
I'm open for just about every day. So
what time of day are you thinking that I'm tied up in the morning?
That's Tuesday, April
30th? Yeah. So we're not going to do it in the evening here. I can do any time of the day that day.
So morning would work better for me on that day. I remember my full schedule. Oh, let me just grab my computer.
How tied up are you in the morning?
From 10 to noon.
Yeah.
So could we go at 9?
Yeah, I could do it at 9 a.m. on the 30th.
Does that work?
You could always take off a little early.
Yeah, I can make that work.
And are meetings going to be like approximately an hour, or have an approximation? Or
at least that.
I would prefer no longer than an hour and a half at most.
Okay.
And I think this first meeting, since we have zero direction on what we're drafting, it's going to be a quick one. Maybe Doug will come back with some suggestions after he reads the charter. And I got to tell you, I'm a municipal attorney, and I'm going to do charter review for two of my clients coming up maybe this year and get paid for it.
Well, and
I look at this, and I don't see a whole lot to reform because it just works. So I don't know.
Mike Adams and I do have a couple of suggestions, but I didn't want to push that out in this first meeting. I wanted to be able to give the charter out, let you all read it once without any ideas.
Yeah. Okay.
And fully knowing that not everyone is familiar with the charter.
Okay.
So I have a question. Would it be a charter amendment, or would it be just a resolution or something that council would have to come up with? So we don't wait 31 years to give this a look over again, like maybe every 10 to 15 years, just have a committee put together to see if there's any changes that need made. Would that be part of charter, or would that be part of resolution council?
It might be part of the charter. I mean, I don't see why not. There could be a section that says this charter will be reviewed every 10 years or something.
Yeah, because I think that would be something we should probably ought to look at later on, because 31 years is a little long.
I am wide open on the 30th. So okay.
9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yep. Sounds good.
Do you know?
How do you know my calendar?
Do we want to consider any additional meetings after that
or at least one.
I'd like to get that a regular schedule after that.
Initially, I was thinking like just in a 2-week interval. So if we go, just for example, that week would have been the week that we would meet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know Thursdays work for Jackie really well. I don't know how Thursdays are for other people.
I'm open after the 7th on Tuesdays. I'm open now.
Okay.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am friggin' ass. I am open in the afternoon or in the mornings, but not afternoons because my kid has to practice.
For me, my best days are Mondays and Fridays. Apparently, no one in the state likes to have meetings on Mondays and Fridays. So those are my...
That's because they're waking up from the weekend and then they're getting ready for the weekend.
I know, then they all get to take off. So,
Really, I'm good just about every day.
But I mean, I can look at my calendar and see, because I've got most of everything patched in through May. They haven't sent out stuff for June yet.
So then are we looking at the 17th? That's a Friday.
No, we're going to try and keep these in the morning too.
I think that's too far after that.
I think that's a little too far out too. I'd like to do maybe earlier in May. We can.
And that week is going to be shot for me. I'm working in Portland.
What about Monday the 6th?
Yeah.
Yeah, or Tuesday the 7th, either one.
I've got mornings open on both those days.
Which, the 6th?
Sitting 6th and 7th.
The 7th, I'm tied up from 10 to noon.
Good, either of those 2 days.
Can we go the 6th then? Yeah. 9 to 10?
Yeah.
So Monday, May 6th?
Yeah.
And I will send out a meeting calendar invite too.
Oh, perfect. Did we say 9?
Yes.
Are we going to do these every 2 weeks?
I think that would be a good way to start, just to see how much amending we're going to do.
I think so. Especially with the time constraint, because that only gives us 8 weeks.
Do you want to go May 20th then? That's 2 weeks after the 6th?
I don't know if I'm going to be back. I'm racing in the Pacific Northwest Offshore race up to Victoria, BC. I might be back by Monday, but I might not.
I have a meeting that morning at 9.
Okay.
I mean, I could go, say, Friday the 24th. I better be back by then. So the thing is, I might move a boat back, so I generally race up there.
That's going into Memorial Weekend, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you want to do the 23rd then instead? Thursday?
Let's put it for the 23rd. I mean, I might remote in or something. I have to.
What's that, Mike?
Muni Court is the morning of the 23rd.
Okay. Can we do that afternoon, perhaps?
Thursday the 23rd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is everybody okay?
Everybody all right with that?
About noon on the 23rd.
Okay, we can do that.
We've got a policy committee meeting that afternoon. Mm-hmm.
Well.
You said noon, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Bring a sack lunch with you.
Roll the ants.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my goodness, a chemist with a sense of humor. Now I am starting to worry. That was my favorite class in high school, because our chemistry teacher
David,
had a sense of humor, and he would do things.
Are we okay with these three, and then maybe the next meeting we can schedule out a couple more?
Yeah.
That'll be better, because it gets people closer to their schedules.
Yeah, because my schedule might be open, might not be open, depends on what happened.
Yeah, on the 6th, we can revisit for...
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
We have making really good times. Number 5, new business.
So new business is where I put the city charter at.
So there's a copy here for everyone who can take off and reads. Some of you may already be familiar with it.
So one thing I would recommend to everyone, when you read through this, go ahead and make notes on things that you don't find clear. Okay. Because there's one thing about charters. They may have made sense when somebody wrote them 30 years ago, but times change. And so if they don't make sense to you, please make notes of that. Because that's part of the reason why we wanted to do this, is to clear it up so that everyone can understand what our charter says.
So in reading over that charter part, there was, I don't know what page it was on, but it said manager pro tem. Is that the same thing as the assistant city manager?
Manager pro tem is basically an interim.
So if we didn't have a city assistant city, that's what would be. Okay,
right. Yeah.
Yes. So which we have done numerous times. Now, don't roll your eyes at me, counselor.
It was a look of knowing. You know, my preference for as few words as possible. I'm going to see if I can get this under 2 pages.
If you can, I will be impressed.
But will we be able to read this? Absolutely. Teeny tiny.
And at the next meeting, more than likely, Mike and I will bring back just a few of the suggestions that we already had in mind. And then more than likely, is we'll have this live document up on the screen and we'll edit as we go along.
Oh, outstanding.
That makes it easy.
Yeah. Yay.
Is that it for new business?
Unless anybody has something else.
I do not have any new business.
Nope.
No. Nope, just start reading it.
Again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me. Yeah, it's an again and again.
With the good of the order, I call this first meeting of the Toledo Charter Review Committee adjourned at 9:26.
All right.